Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Desti, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. Start, Bench, Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Getting to know Jay's Southland Tow. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring up a frozen burrito, Start, Bench, Cut. So we go to frozen food. Now, Mac, I don't know how prevalent these were when you were a child, but one of them was, as what I'm mentioning. Frozen burrito, frozen pizza, frozen TV dinner. I don't know how many Hungry Mans you ate.
Oh, my God. It's funny you say that, because yesterday in that, I think it was the I Like Food Twitter handle, they showed a picture of the old TV dinners from the 50s and 60s.
With that stale brownie and the corn. That was
It had the peas and carrots. It had like an apple, you know, like
sauce,
moist apple, you know, with a glaze on the apples, like apple pie filling, basically.
The word moist and glazed were used. I'm out.
It had mashed potatoes, and then it had three pieces of like fried chicken on a steel tray that you had to heat in the oven, right? And I was looking at that. I'm going, Mac has no idea what this is.
Well, it's from the 50s and 60s. There's about three of us here that don't know what they are.
Yeah, like, but you heard those back when I put them in the oven. Now we got this microwave.
When times were hard growing up, we had Kid Cuisine.
I think that's a good one.
It had a blue box. It had a stale, weird gingerbread chocolate brownie, a side of corn, the mashed potatoes definitely there, and then it was pick your poison, meatloaf.
Salisbury steak, whatever probably. Yeah, all that kind of crap. Like TV dinners, I didn't eat much, but what I did do, and still every once in a while, the smart ones from Weight Watchers, those are really good.
Okay. Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, Lean Cuisines are good too. The butternut squash ravioli Cuisine has, fantastic. And here's what you do. Put it over a bed of spinach. You got your vegetables. You didn't add calories.
Look at you.
Fills you up. So
where do you start, Bench, Cut? Frozen burrito, frozen pizza, TV dinner.
Yeah, the frozen pizza's a start. I mean, that's no brainer. Benching the burrito, and then I'll cut the frozen TV dinner because I was never a hungry man guy. And microwaved fried chicken at this day and age just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, absolutely. The only acceptable order.
Yeah. We go to wide receivers. I think 1, 2, and 3 in the NFL. JSN, CeeDee Lamb, JJ Jeddah.
No Chase here.
No.
Fair enough.
JJ, JSN, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb should be higher based on his reaction to last night's catch by Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, oh, my God, he broke that Bland.
Deron Bland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was bland on that play. I'll tell you, ankle snapped in half.
Fell to the ground.
I've never seen anything like that. It is it was like a sniper, man. Down!
It was. Yeah, I'll go JJ, JSN, CeeDee for this season.
CeeDee just always is there.
He's so good.
I mean, last night, 7 for 85, and that's a C game for CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah. He needs to be on a decent team.
Yep. Losing years of prime for him.
I'm going to wear the big 8-8, Michael Irvin. We go to outsiders looking in. Start, Bench, Cut on belief. Ravens, Texans, Bears.
I'll go right in that order. Well, no, depending on the injury to C.J. Stroud.
It's a concussion.
But how long is it going to be? Is it a concussion that lasts weeks? Is it one that lasts a day? You know,
we'll see. I mean, he'll be in protocol until probably Thursday afternoon, and then Friday it'll be see if he goes.
I'll go Ravens, Bears, Texans, because I think the AFC is a little bit more muddled, and I think the Bears are starting from a better starting off point at 5-3, still in the thick of it with that division, easier schedule. So I'll go that.
Okay.
Biggest Chiefs threat, Start, Bench, Cut. All three on the schedule in the remaining of the season. One of them twice, Broncos, Chargers, Colts.
None of those teams do it for me, right? But I'm going to start the Colts, or not the Colts, the Chargers, because they've already beat us once. I'll go with the Broncos because they're in the division, and then I'll cut the Colts because they're not.
I'm ranking these based off teams that I think the Chiefs, like threats. Yeah, okay, then I'll start the Colts, and I'll bench the Broncos, and I'll cut the Chargers.
Okay. Chargers too injured. We found out Amari and Hampton should be back after their week 12 bye.
Yeah, Joe Walt's now done for the year.
Yep. That's not good.
It's huge, man.
We go on. Tuesday night, kind of bland sports night unless you are, you know, diehard NBA, but not a full schedule tonight.
No.
Some teams playing back-to-back tonight. One of the Milwaukee. Did you see Giannis poster Drew's boy last night in
yes,
that game?
Yes, I did.
Yeesh. Par for the course. Tuesday night, what's better, start, bench, cut? Movie night, documentary night, or random sports night?
Probably start documentary, bench the sports, and cut the movie.
Yeah, not a movie guy for you. Man. Not doing movies. I'll start the doc as well. I'll bench the movie, and yeah, I'll cut the sports. This is a good sports-free night for me.
You know what would be great for you? I don't know if you'll be able to do this unless there's Wi-Fi in the plane that maybe you can do this or you can download the episodes. Yeah. Download the first three episodes of the Internet Invitational.
Oh, for the golf? Yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah.
YouTube golfers.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Basically, Barstool and Bob Does Sports. The content's great. Yesterday, episode 3 just dropped. It was fantastic. And then all these a-holes out there, just like a tax page Sporanic. All these blowhard dudes that can't play golf that think they're better than her, like attacked her and put her in this huge emotional trance yesterday. She went live on IG to talk about it. She's in tears. All these people talk about how she's, you know, this know-it-all, a B-word, a C-word.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was brutal.
Holy crap.
And I'm like, these guys are just a-holes, dude.
That sucks.
So then today she posted a picture of the golf cart, all smiles from here on out. I was like, go do you, Paige.
Let's go.
Screw these guys. You are a beautiful woman that I would spend
She's good at golf, right?
Insane.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought she was really
scratch
good.
Scratch golfer, plays from the back tees. Insane. And she's awesome on this documentary because she's the only one that's like cool, level-headed. All these other guys, there's ego. There's, you know, because they got rated and all these guys went after her on Instagram like, shut your mouth and know that it's a men's game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her because she, what's that song by NSYNC? God must have spent a little more time on you. Spent a lot of time on Paige Sporanic, and you could be Paige Likens any day you want. Just come to Kansas City and it's on.
Will you be Dusty Sporanic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta I'll be Dusty Paige Sporanic.
Okay, sick.
On God right there, man.
Let's go.
We go back to this. I know the answer to you, but Halloween, the day after, the weekend after Thanksgiving, or December 1st, start, bench, cut, Christmas tree time.
Oh, yeah, we're up already. I know a lot of people are going up already. People
Jen's
are just
horny
ready.
For Christmas.
She
though.
Is, yeah. She's horny and for Christmas in July.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because I think we're, 51 days away from Christmas, yeah, November 4th?
Yeah, it's fast, yeah.
Can't do that much, can it?
I'll say, but if I'm really doing it, the weekend after Thanksgiving, then December 1st, and then the day after Halloween. Like, we were just in the Christmas spirit. The Chiefs didn't play good. Jengos were putting up the tree.
All right.
Yeah, I actually think I agree with that.
Change the mindset of the house a little bit, too. The kids have been kind of, you know,
kids. Will you guys put it up after you get back from Spain? Or
that's probably
when you do it?
Yep.
Not the day after.
No.
That's jet lagged and just chilling.
That's doing nothing.
You won't be jet lagged coming back. Like I told you yesterday.
True. You're kind of.
You'll raw dog it on the way over. You just stay up the entire time or sleep the entire time. Hit the ground running and you'll be fine.
Said I have to sleep the way there, though.
Yeah, you do. You have to sleep the way there. You take a melatonin or whatever you got to take to get yourself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sleep and you'll wake up, you'll feel great after 7 or 8 hours on a plane, and then you'll hit the ground running. Because if you don't, you'll spend the entire day in Spain on Kansas City time and you'll waste the entire day. And for the 5 or 6 days that you're going, do you want to waste an entire day being miserable?
No.
Because it happened to my parents and I. We went to London back in like 06. On the plane the whole time, none of us slept, got on that double-decker bus. Boy, we slept the entire time. I didn't see a damn thing in London.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.